I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Myanmar's military junta and a key rebel group signed a ceasefire late last month, but there's no real end in sight to the civil war that began in 2021. Mike with Global Catalytic Ministries says dozens of Christians recently lost their lives at the hands of the military, yet a massive movement of God is underway, helped in part by a new tool created by a Buddhist turned Christian. They took GCM's Creation to Christ story series and made a comic book out of it.
Even the visual aid of it, because a lot of them don't read or write, is making just a profound impact. You know, we have images of them discipling monks and monk children.
Pray for more gospel advance. Ask God to give wisdom and protection for believers in danger today, and then consider walking alongside GCM. We'll connect you at our website. And as Iran's economic crisis deepens, new measures are taking away what little savings people have left. Nazanin Baghestani from Heart for Iran shares that a mother called their hotline, crying over her son's case. He was accused of stealing $50 and fined $5,000 for his release. Such fines are part of how the government refills its budget.
Like 80% of all the government finance goes to the nuclear weapon, goes to war against Israel and weapons.
Less than 10% reaches the people. And the result? Hunger, closed businesses, and bankrupt banks. After the UN reinstated sanctions in October, more pressure fell on average Iranians rather than the government. But God is still at work. Pray against fear and for opportunities for Iranians to learn about Jesus. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.